Welcome to my crib. The good life, the way the other half lives. Because even a superstar Mac Daddy fish like me has to have the basic necessities.
Yeah, like money.
Come on, shorties. Why y'all messing with my fantasy?
Fantasy comes to life in the fishified world of DreamWorks Animation's Shark Tale.
I brought you some breakfast.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Kelby Creams.
Your favorite.
We spent a lot of time at the beginning trying to imagine what a unique underwater fantasy world would look like. We wanted to have icons that were recognizable from the everyday human world, but make it all fishified.
One of the biggest challenges right off the bat was, what is this world going to look like? Because it was a fantasy world.
There's kind of two looks to the film, which was really difficult to try to combine. There's the mob world, and then there's the hip-hop world. So that was really tough, because the mob world has a very muted tone to it. It's got deep mahoganies, it's got rich browns, it's got black and white, which the sharks lend themselves completely to this world.
I got some news.
Then you've got the hip-hop neighborhood, which we needed to relate to the Coral Reef City, which is much more colorful. You know, much more primary colors, much more fun, playful.
Oh, give me that! Give me some fish!
High
give
fin.
Me some fish!
Low fin!
A traffic scene in the middle of Times Square is a real easy way to see how we were fishifying something familiar. You know, you can imagine if you're in Times Square and it's busy lunch hour and there's cabs everywhere.
Don't you yell at me! My mother is your mother, okay?
Ugh. We've accomplished, I think, a very unique look in animated film, something that we haven't seen before. We've taken ideas of the undersea, and instead of trying to make it just natural, but taking reality and amping it up and really sort of over-exaggerating it and mixing it with a very artistic style.
And here comes Lucky Day!
I suppose each animated film has its own color or texture to it, but this one has something very vibrant about it. And because of maybe the water and everything else, it moves, and it's beautiful to watch. But it's just neat, every little thing that they've thought of. To change everything to fish and fish references. I think they must be going insane. Everybody's working on this.
I love running.
Well, hold up.
When you're looking at our fish, if you kind of look closely and then remember what like Martin Scorsese looks like, or Will Smith, or Angelina Jolie, you'll see their facial qualities in there real subtly.
I think all the actors were real excited when they saw the fish patterned after themselves.
When they called and said, "Hey, you want to be a fish?" Yes, I want to be a fish so much, you have no idea.
It's weird, but I think I'm more comfortable watching me as a fish than watching my own face.
They've captured my essence with the character of Lenny. I think they went overboard with the pot belly. And I'm going to have a strict talking to the artist team about trimming that down.
Animators have a way of bringing the character, the actor's personality into a character, but it was really fun that our designs actually helped support that.
It's almost a caricature of the people who are working cast in the film. Caricatures in a way which come to life.
I think people will still see a little bit of Will Smith in Oscar, and for me, it's just the best. Besides, my brother from another mother, with the daisy, baby, show me that. Come on, work that. Let me see that. All right, come on, dude. It's all gravy up in there, baby. Now snap your fin right on it. Snap it.
Oscar.
You're not snapping it,
Oscar. Oh, hey, don't sweat it, Sykes. A lot of white fish can't do it.
Shark Tale.